Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare books to their movies.
I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie.
And today we're going to be covering kind of a doozy. It's just a long one is what I'm meaning.
Sure.
You're like, nope. Well, fine, Allie.
But it is a three body problem, or the show calls it three body problem. Drops that the change the three to a
who needs
numerical
that,
three.
Who needs that the?
Oh my gosh. And then yeah, it's season 8, episode 14 already. Cool.
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay.
Or do you have one?
Mine was a quick one. Okay, that was not the picture I was trying to paint. But can you believe that in a week and 2 days, Loki's turning one?
I know.
Isn't that
insane?
His birthday
is my dad's birthday.
Oh, that's hilarious. I know. That's a funny. You'll never forget his birthday.
I know.
I finally, John finally, the other day, was like, oh, he's big. And you know what did it? So when we were at the D&D cabin this past weekend, my mom took him and watched him. He was with her Friday night and Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And she sent a picture of, because you remember the litter box I used to have here, the tiny one that was covered that he jumped in and fit perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah.
She sent me a picture and was like, I think we need to get Loki a bigger litter box for here. And literally he's shitting in the box with his whole front half sticking so far out of the litter box.
He's like, this is and, uncomfortable.
Oh, you should, the look on his face. He is pissed. And I showed it to John and he went, oh, holy crap, he's big. And I was like, I've been telling you this for how long? And he's like, I know, but remember when we got that and we thought that was going to be too big for him?
Oh, he's a big boy.
Yeah, he is.
Whole year old. My goodness.
I know, it's insane. I can't believe it. And then 3 months later, I'll have had him for a year, which is even more insane.
No, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, so there's my picture. Although, of course, this comes out a whole month after he's been a year, but there you go.
That's all right.
Perfect picture.
Yes, why not? Awesome. Cool. Shall we just dive in since it's a long one?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Also, this is one of the ones where, like, I have so many fucking pages of notes, but I almost think it will be better if I follow along and go, this happened at this point, and this happened at this point, and oh, this is why this is different.
Okay, sounds good. We can do that.
Okay.
All right, so in 1960s China, a secret military project sends a signal to space, which is received by alien civilization from the system of the three unstable stars. The alien civilization known as the Trisolarans faces impending destruction due to their chaotic environment and decides to invade Earth, arriving in about 450 years. on Earth, different groups form, with some welcoming the invasion to escape Earth's perceived corruption and others determined to fight back.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good description for both.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yes. So our author is Shishin Liu, director or creator, because it's a TV show, D.B. Weiss, David Benoff, and Alexander Wu. And mm-hmm. five directors throughout this season and five writers.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The book came out in 2006 and the show came out March 21st, 2024.
Nice.
Yep. That's 18 year difference.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. And what'd you do first?
I watched the show first.
I did not. I read it
first. No, you did not. You read it first.
Yes.
Oh man.
What are your thoughts?
You know, I'm always about a good alien story, right? Yeah. But I guess I'm just going to spoil which one I prefer right off the bat, huh? Mm-hmm. I loved the mystery the TV show gave and left. Like, when the season ended, I was like, I cannot fucking wait for the second season. I need to know what's going to happen next. Like, what the fuck is going on? So that's partially why I scheduled this for us, because I was like, I've been waiting for the second season, because we watched this pretty much like right when it came out. And so I've been waiting and dying for it. And then I read the book, and the book, there's no like mystery to it. The book just tells you straight out what's going on. Yeah. And so.
Yes, you're right. There's no mystery.
So, yeah. So I was then going back into the TV show this time. I was kind of confused, but yeah, so there we go. There's my initial thoughts.
I didn't like any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big sci-fi, and this was about as sci-fi could be.
Especially the book, man. The book was kind of rough at times. Oh, I was like, what?
I was like, ugh. But we made it through.
We did. We finished it.
Yes, we did. All right. And why did we pick it? Just because you were super excited?
I was going to say, I just explained it. I couldn't get enough of the show. I wanted something to fill the gap in between season one and waiting for season two. And I really, really thought that doing this was going to be that gap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it fill the gap?
Unfortunately, it made me kind of like
not as excited.
Yeah, because now I'm like, obviously they're not going to be following the second book. I mean, I guess they could be. The mystery's not there anymore. And it's not like, to me, I had conspiracy theories going. I thought there was so much more to it. I thought the like mom leader chick was gonna like come out in season two and give like deep dark secrets about things. And then I read the book and I was like, oh no, it's just aliens needing to find a new home. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well then. Mm-hmm. Plus all the characters I absolutely adore aren't even in the book. So
no, because it's one character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in the TV show, it's six.
Yeah. That was a change.
That was mad. I was, when the book started and I did not get my six scientists, I was like, what is this?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's
do it. All right, so I got some super fun facts that aren't really super or fun. But there's some. So creators David Benoff and D.B. Weiss reteamed with composer Raymond Djawadi on this show after the success and iconic collaboration of Game of Thrones.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's why their names are familiar to me.
Oh. So the showrunners, producers, and writers stated, Benioff and Weiss, stated in 2024 that they intend to adapt Shinju Liu's Remembrance of Earth's Past book trilogy into a total of at most 4 seasons. So is that...
Whoa.
Or is that a different series?
I think it's this one. The Three Body Problem book series name. Remembrance of Earth's Past by blah, blah, blah.
There you go. So they
finally known as the Three Body Problem trilogy. Oh, there's 3 books in this.
So they are planning on following them, I guess.
What's insane is Three Body Problem came out in 2008, and then The Dark Forest, the second book, also came out in 2008.
I wonder if it was like a Lord of the Rings situation where he wrote the whole thing. And they're like, no, you cannot release this whole book.
That's too much. Well, the next one came out in 2010, but maybe that's what happened with the first two. And then he was like, oh, I guess I got to finish it off.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. And then my final one, I only got 3 for you today, is the series was due to be released in 2023, but showrunners, Benioff and Weiss, insisted on filming one more scene that was originally in the script. But that was the same time that the Hollywood strike went on. And so it delayed filming for like months and months, which made it not come out for March 2024.
Sucks. That sucks.
Whoops. I'd be like, y'all, can you just like hold on for one scene?
Yeah. Can I please and not lose my job?
Oh my gosh. But anyways,
that's hilarious.
That's what I got for you.
Awesome. Let's jump into it.
So the book kicks off and they're in this like battle, like in China. And there's this 15-year-old girl fighting. Is it a civil war? I don't know. It's some type of war. What's going on?
I think it might be the Cold War, but I don't know.
Cold War. Okay.
Let's not guess.
Okay. A war in China. In the 60s. And she ended up getting shot down and uses target practice. Like she's just like up there on the posts or whatever, and people are just shooting at her for target practice.
Mm-hmm. Why? Well,
I don't remember that.
They don't use her for target practice. No. Okay. No. I mean that war is going on and there's protests that are happening, but not this.
Okay. All right, so now we're with this old man, and he's basically chained up and being interrogated. And I believe he was a professor, and people are upset at things he stated or are teaching. And he ended up getting beat to death because he taught the Big Bang Theory, but he also taught about religion and God. And they're like, that can't be both of them. And he ended up, he died in front of everybody. And when everybody left, we're then introduced to his daughter, who goes up and just cries there. And she was in the crowd and she tried to go down to save him, but the guards held her back, saying if she went up there, she'd die too. Like, don't make a dumb choice. And after he was dead, she went there and stayed with him and gave him his pipe as he lay there dead. And soon they came to collect the body, and she went home and her home was trashed and someone in her home was dead. And she kind of just sat there in grief, like a whole lot of, that sucks.
So in the show, it starts off with this old guy getting executed. But what's insane is that a bunch of fucking teenagers just start beating him to death, essentially. And then his daughter is in the town, but the rest of that did not happen.
So now we're with some workers, and one of them just chopped down a tree. And this other one's kind of like, do you even realize how old this tree is? You just chopped it down and you don't even care. And then this girl comes out and she's chatting, or she was already there. Oh. And they're talking about a note that was written and basically how it's agreeing with communism and this book that was written in America. And she claimed that she was told to write it, but it wasn't really her. And the guy is accusing her, saying, well, you did write it. And she's like, no. And it's all this bad NIST because it's talking about communism and she's just getting interrogated and all this. And so she's arrested or interested in arrest. And when she's in captivity, a lady comes in and she's very sweet. And she spoke to her about her problems and to sign these papers. And she showed her these papers and there's nothing about her. It's all about her father. And she reads it again. And she's like, yeah, I don't know any of this stuff. I'm not going to sign it. And this pisses the people off that she is locked up with. And she didn't care. And the lady dumped water on her head before she left her cell.
So I don't remember her getting in trouble for basically having a communism book, but she does end up in a little jail. And the woman does come and tries to figure out information from her that she doesn't know. And she makes her cold.
Yeah.
But also this happens like the show essentially starts and the main characters of the show are the six scientists who are getting fucked by the aliens who first see the countdown and are trying to figure out how to stop the countdown. And it's their story of how they're dealing with or learning about the three-body problem.
Right.
And it just so happens that one of the scientists ran out of time. Her timer ran up. And she killed herself. And she was the daughter of this woman whose backstory we're getting in the book.
So she wakes up and she's somewhere and she's like has trouble sitting up. And she's like finally was able to. And she's talking with people. And was one of them her dad? Or is her dad dead?
Her dad's dead.
Okay. So one of I don't know. Just talk to people. And so
I think it's the guy that she starts flirting with.
Maybe. I don't know. They confirm that she is the one who wrote the article. Or she confirmed. I don't know. They said, hey, you're either going to jail with these other guys because you wrote this article. Or you can come work on this base. And she chose the base. But one of the guys was like, okay, but before you do, think about it. Because if you go on there, you're here forever. In jail, probably 6 years. And she still chooses the base. And all of a sudden, some shit went down.
That does happen.
Okay. So these guys come in and they start questioning someone. And this guy they were questioning was getting pretty irritated because they're like smoking in his house and just being disrespectful. And they let him know that they are questioning him for a meeting. And if he cannot attend, they need to reschedule because he has to be there. And
this is our one character in the whole book. This one character gets split into six in the show. And like this one character finds out bits and pieces of everything that's going on. And in the show, each character finds out their own little bit, except for the one dude who's just going through cancer shit. He doesn't find shit out. He just dies. Well, actually, he ends up getting fucked. But
yeah.
I know. I was like, that just sucks so freaking much.
Right.
And he'll never know.
No. And so, okay. So eventually he goes with these other scientists because So eventually he goes with these people and it turns out that these scientists have committed suicide or died, but it seems like they're committing suicide. And he says they finally let him go. And as he was leaving, the disrespectful cop that was there basically said, good, I didn't even like him. The plan would have like sucked anyways if he was there and we would have all died. And this made the guy who was like, what is his name? Wong?
Wang.
Or that.
Wang Miao.
I said, or that. Okay. My voice to text did not help me out in this situation. Okay. So this made Wang angry. And he said, screw all of you. I'm like,
I'll prove you wrong.
Oh, I'll prove you wrong. So like, I'm going to prove you wrong. I know what the heck is happening. And basically they need a spy. And he doesn't want to be a spy. He just wants to survive and prove them wrong. Being like, I can do this. but they kind of need him to do both.
Yeah, this never happens. There are cops that are investigating the murders, and they end up finding the six who we're following at some point. But it's never this, like, you're a smart fucking scientist. We need you on board with this because of your thought process. It's just, you guys are already fucking digging into it because your friend just died because of this, so we're just going to use you.
Right, exactly. So then, so there's these two guys chatting, and one is hysterical. He keeps talking about pool and getting the ball into the hole, and then, but they would move the pool table, and they do it again, and, like, he's talking about physics, and he's just going crazy. And then he's just one, and the one girl who committed suicide's boyfriend. So she's, yeah, he's going crazy because his girl supposedly mm-hmm. committed suicide.
Mm-hmm. And this is, Wang is one of the guys talking at this point. He basically went to his friend and was like, they're trying to have me do this. And he's like, well, look, this is what, because Wang is now trying to investigate and figure out what was going on. So he went to the girl who committed suicides, like her close people. And he was like, I don't even want to tell you what she was working on. And he was like, well, can you please? Because I need to know. And so the whole pool thing was basically explaining what she was working on. And the girl who committed suicide in the TV show, it was her mom who was the crazy woman in the book later on, that you'll find out why she's crazy. But basically they go to her house and she's who tells them what she was working on, not the boyfriend.
So there's this photographer who I think it's still Wang, right?
Or is it
someone else? Okay. So Wang is taking photos and he notices something weird in all the negatives. He magnifies in and he sees there's a set of numbers. All the numbers are different in each negative, but they arrange themselves in order. So, like, he takes a picture, and then if he takes one second later, it's a second later and a second later. Or if he takes 5 seconds later, it's 5 seconds later. And he realizes it's a countdown, and every photo has the gap between each photo. And he starts to freak out, and he has his wife start taking pictures, but there's no countdown when she takes them, and same with his son. And so he goes to some gal and is like, hey, what the heck is happening? And she's like, you need to stop your work right now. But he finds this insane, so he doesn't. And when he went to go visit her, she was playing a game called 3body.org, or she was on a website called 3body.org, which is a virtual reality game.
So in the show, only one of the six group gets the countdown, and it just hovers in your sight when you're working on things that the aliens don't want you working on. And the virtual reality game is not a website. It's an actual, like, virtual reality headset that the friends find at the mom's house.
I think it's hilarious that it was in 2020 or 2006, and now virtual reality is like a thing.
I know, isn't that funny?
Crazy. So he decides he needs a night's sleep. So he goes home and sleeps. And when he wakes up, he has this countdown in his eyes. And it's about, because it was only on the pictures, and now it's in his eyes. And it's about a 50-day countdown. And he goes to the doctor, and doctor's like, you're fine, but you might need psych meds. And then he rushes to work, and he has his people stop what they're doing, and the countdown stops in his eyes. And he decided he needed to not work on his project for at least 3 days, which his crew was happy about because they were getting burnt out because he was, like, working them hard.
In the TV show, it's definitely only, like, a day countdown, if not only a few hour countdown.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, oh, my gosh. They were gonna...
Yeah. You're about to die. Time to stop. And then the girl goes and she shuts down the project. And it's like, we will never work on this again. Mm-hmm. But also she waits a while. She basically waits until she has 10 minutes left or 5 minutes. I actually think it's 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
Whereas he is like, I'm going to go stop this now to buy myself time to figure out what the hell is going on.
He then decides to grab this VR outfit and go log into this game. And he gets this code and everything, and but then he gets stuck. Or he gets sucked in, excuse me. And then the game's
He gets stuck.
It not only makes you like VR today where it looks like the world, it makes you feel like it too. So like it feels hot, it feels cold, and all this sort of stuff. So he found someone and he's walking around with them, and it's just, they say they're in this chaos world where there's nothing regular about it right now and there's no light. And then there's all these dehydrated bodies all over the place. And he's like, oh yeah, they'll come back as soon as they're hydrated again. And his companion person, this is one of the bots supposedly that is talking to him. So the bot's companion was, or NPC, was tired of being hungry and everything. So they chose to be dehydrated and just carried around like a skin suit carried around, because then they don't have to worry about stuff. So freaking weird. And then suddenly, like regularness is about to happen. Like it's going to be a normal, not chaotic world. And his friend's like, we're going to go talk to the Empire about this. This is my theory. Come on. And so the whole world is like a yin yang theory with like positivity, negativity, night, day, all this sort of stuff. And then he shows the theory to the Emperor, and the Emperor is like, oh my gosh, this is a great theory. Rehydrate everybody. And everybody rehydrates and life's going great. And then all of a sudden no light comes again. And he's like, it'll pass, I promise. And then they see three stars in the sky, and the three stars mean it's the coldest, unstable time area there is. And people leave the game because it's too cold and not fun anymore. Before they die.
That's what happens. Because essentially, they're not in a virtual reality game. It's no, actually not. The aliens' life that's happening.
But we didn't know that at this point.
No.
So they made it seem like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they left the game.
It's a video game. They're fine. In the TV show, like the best friend of the chick starts playing the virtual reality headset. And then another one of the friends starts playing with her. And they're like, we have to figure this out. This has got to be what she was working on. It's got to be what killed her. And so then they become obsessed with this video game.
So.
And pretty much everything that Allie said happened.
Good. Okay. So, Wang went to visit the girl that killed herself, her mother. She went to visit her mother. He went to visit her mother. And he couldn't stop thinking about this game. He's now, like, obsessed with it. Until he got there and he was focused more on the mother and the fact that she lost her daughter and he was actually a good person. Good.
That pretty much happened before the friends got the game.
Okay. So, Wang is talking to this guy. And a lot of it is involving this countdown. And apparently there's this like alien stuff and it just keeps going. But if you ignore the work, what? Dude, I can't with this book.
Oh, no, he basically explains how if you continue working on what the aliens don't want you to work on, the countdown will continue. But if you stop, it'll stop. But this guy is like, what you need to do is just keep doing your work because it's important work. And play the video game, because the video game is going to be your answer to everything.
Okay. You know how I feel about the book once. I can't even decipher my own notes because I'm like, I don't know what they mean. I don't remember the book. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, there's that. Yeah.
No, that does not happen.
Okay.
I will say in the TV show, there's this random chick who you don't realize what she is until later on. You realize she's a radicalizer who, like, fucking believes in the aliens and is like, they're here to help. But she's basically the one that starts teaching the main chick who first gets the countdown all about the countdown. And then she's pretty much who the cops want to start going after when they're trying to figure shit out.
Okay, so Wang decided to play this game and he put the suit on. And it turns out 3,000 years have passed since he logged in, like, yesterday. And the world has been remade four times. This lady experienced with the weird sun, like the sun in the sky was being weird and everyone's burning alive. And they look through these binoculars and the sun has a core. And then like he gets this message saying, thank you for playing. Like he's like made it to the next level type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes his suit off because like he was instructed to, this world is done now. Thank you. Come back later. And he went back to the mom of the girl that committed suicide and chatted with her for a bit.
None of that happens. But I will say, I forgot about this part in the show. At some point in the show, the radicalizer girl tells the main girl with the countdown to look at the sky because the sky might be trying to tell you something. And that night, the sky does Morse code to them. And they're like, oh, the universe is winking at you. And apparently the universe has a countdown as well.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. We're back with the girl who like sold her life over to the red coats with the red coast with the military and the base where she's on there forever. And people are like really awkward around her and like didn't want to talk to her much. And they felt like they couldn't trust her. Others, however, did. And this one guy trusts her so much, he finally was able to convince the whole place to drop their cover and tell her what's really going on. And she finds out that they're trying to contact alien life.
That does happen.
Mm-hmm. And then we have this whole chapter about the records from the Red Coast people and like with aliens and all that.
That we don't really have.
Mm-mm. So Wang was talking to this old lady whose daughter committed suicide. And he's pretty sure that the girl from the previous, this was my thoughts, is that the girl, so the mom from the previous story, the Red Coast girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. After he finished talking with her, he went back and logged into his game.
He goes back and talks to the mom a lot more than they do in the show. But that's because they needed to get the backstory of her in the book. Whereas right. In the show, you just randomly will get the backstory. Oh, also, I'll say this here. The video game, if you're not invited in the TV show, the NPCs kill you right off the bat. You pop up in the world and then you get killed because they did not invite you. Yeah. Whereas in the book, it's like, oh, cool. You're a new scientist. Figure our shit out, please.
Uh-huh. Like, why wouldn't they want that?
Yeah, actually, like if they're trying to figure out how to fix their world problem and a scientist is like, I'm gonna play this game. Why are they like, I'm killing you. I'm killing you.
I'm killing anyone. Please help us. Oh, my gosh. OK, so he logs in with this new user and he had to make a like new username and everything. And he stated his hypothesis to the higher ups and everything. And he said that the three stars in the sky are actually three suns. And everyone laughed at him like, that is ridiculous, because why would there be three suns and how could we see them at one point and all this sort of stuff? And we would see them, like, because they've never seen them at one time, have they? Is that the issue? That was the issue. And he's like, you wouldn't see them because they're far away. And that's when they look like stars, and that's when the cold happens. But when they're close up, everyone dies because they get burned up. And they weren't having it. They declared him as crazy warlock wizard man, and they decided to burn him at the stake. And he's pleading with them, please, you know, don't. Like, come on, I'm telling the truth and everything. And sure enough, right before he's about to die, someone runs in on fire saying it's the end and the outside of there's three huge suns in the sky and the world burns up. But the game, before logging off, said thanks to him, the game has finally reached level 2 because he correctly deciphered that thing.
So in the show, now there's two people playing the game together and this part does happen, but there's never someone who comes in and is like, they were correct. It's just the whole place starts burning on fire and the one friend lets the one friend who is being called a heretic go and they run to try and find shelter. Also, the main girl Vera is playing the game and she like has adopted this NPC kid who's always there like,
help, help, help.
The, like, yeah, sidekick from the earlier.
Oh, mm-hmm. Also, why I put this note so far in my notes, I don't know. But y'all, the book is set in China and the TV show is set in the UK.
Yes, difference. Mm-hmm. So we have the police met with Wang and he discussed how he wanted to find peace. The man and so Wang doesn't want to fight. They're talking to someone else, or are they talking to Wang how he wanted to find peace years ago? No, that's someone else.
I think, oh, the police is talking to his son. Yeah, and his son wanted to find peace.
Okay, sure. So he wanted to find peace years ago and he joined this temple. And he was so into math, but like his brain's weird and like he just like many people didn't get what he got. And he discovered the three-body problem and worked very hard at deciphering it. And he started doing all the math with it coming close to the answers and everything. And eventually he met with this girl and she's like, oh my gosh, I found this, because she had he had given up. So he like got frustrated. So he threw papers into the fire and she had eventually pulled them out. And that's how she ended up meeting him, because she was able to return his papers, figure out who he was. And she's like, you have to leave with me the next day, like tomorrow, let's go. And he's really excited. And he said this little prayer and she prayed. And but when they prayed, she asked God or whoever she was praying to get help from another God or Buddha or something like that. And this really upset him, because he's like, but we believe in one, like what is happening? And he talks to the monks about it and they advise him not to go with her. But in the end, they left anyways and they continued their work for a very long time. They eventually got married. It was never a love filled marriage. It was more of a convenient, because they both had the same type of goal type of marriage. And then one day he got a message from someone saying that you need to stop your research or I'm going to kill you. And when he woke up, it was his wife running a gun across his face saying, you need to continue your research or I'm going to kill you. So then he went to the police and that's where we were at.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
The police's son.
Actually, no, that was not. It was just a random dude.
Okay.
And that does not happen.
So Wang kept
Wang. Oh, I heard Wang.
Okay.
But I was also reading your notes. So yeah, that's okay.
spoke to this girl that was there. She was there during that interview with the guy I had just said. And they were like kind of chatting. And she basically told him that they're talking about the three body problem. And he got really excited because someone in the real world was talking to him about this that he was obsessed with right now.
This doesn't happen in the show because the friends are already talking about it and trying to figure it out together. But I will say here that one of the friends gets cancer and there's this like romantic drama because the main girl that we're following is in love with the guy with cancer, but they broke up years ago. And so she's now with someone else and the guy with cancer loves her, has always loved her, will never love another. And so there's a bunch of awkward stuff going on with them.
Wang went back into the game and he met with the high counselors and they kind of talked while all this is going on, like the next step to figure out more about the game. And there's this one guy who he's like, oh my gosh, can we use these calculations? And he's like, I don't know how, or I don't know. There's these calculations that he wants to do. And he's like, I don't know how to do it like without a calculator. And they're like, we have people. And he's like, what are you talking about? And, Wang is like, why don't you use a computer? And they're like, no, we're going to use our army. And they're trained for this. And they basically do as computers do. And they raise flags, black flags and white flags to represent zeros and ones. And they got it perfectly soon. So this whole army just like raising flags to create like a computer does zeros and ones. And after several months of working on this, someone comes running in and screaming that the three moons or three sons are back. And they run out like, it's just one. What are you talking about? But it's a phenomenon where the suns are all aligned with Earth at the same time. And these worlds like explode and kick
everyone out of the game. He immediately got a phone call, and it was one of the game manufacturers or someone like involved with creating this game. And he gets information saying he got all the information, but then said, if you don't give me information, because they wanted then his information, like last name and all this. And he was not keen to give it to them. And they're like, fine, if you don't tell us, you can't play the game anymore. And he finally like said fine and gave it to them and agreed to this meetup area that he had to do where a bunch of enthusiasts with this game are going. He got to this coffee shop the next day and was shocked to see there were only seven of them and nearly all were high scholar people in power. And they talked to the guy that invited them there and he said, yeah, this place is wild and they're trying to do tests to see if human relations can get along. And that's what this is all about, is if they can get along with humans.
So the only part of this that happens is that Vera and her friend go get invited to this like special party because they're playing the game. And so it's a bunch of people who are most likely playing the game as well. And then the cops use that to go try and infiltrate these people because they're like, these are the people that are killing people. And then it's essentially a underground like rave party thing where you then find out that the friend who died at the beginning of the show, her mom is connected to it all because that's when she comes out and starts talking to everyone. Because basically the mom is a leader of the enthusiasts in the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Wang logged in back home and got into the three body. And he was on this new land. He's trying to figure out what's going on. And it turns out millions of years had passed since the last age. And there was this moon now because the earth had been spliced in half by these three suns. And so they let him know that this land isn't going to work anymore. And they need to pack up and find a new place to live. And the three body ended and it took a half hour break. And he logged back on a brand new message saying, this is urgent. The servers are about to shut down. You will now have access to the final scene of three body.
They never got to a final scene in the TV show.
No, they did not. Nothing. I was just like, yeah, you're right. No, they didn't, did they? Okay. So, okay, so he lied back and it was revealed that there were thousands and hundreds of thousands of humans. Heads for millions? Yes. What?
And I think you meant he logged back on.
Right. What's the human heads?
I have no idea.
Okay. So basically the civilization.
Oh, maybe years.
Maybe.
Thousands of years.
I guess.
But, but revealed they were thousands, hundred thousands of years of human years.
Maybe that's what I meant. I don't know. So civilization has collapsed, but there's new ones coming. And the suns in the air were coming. And the meetup people are like, just stay on. Like, this is all true. Promise you. And then we'll go up to the meetup area in the real world.
This part does not happen in the show.
Mm-mm. So they meet up with people around the world and they talk about three body problem. Now they were going to create a better human race. They confronted the guy who killed one girl and they said, that's not okay. And he's like, well, I did it so that we, you know, could progress this thing. And they're like, no,
this doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. So then we're back to this girl in the military base. And she's moving up ranks and their experiments and like shooting lasers at the red sun. And people are like all excited and sure about this. And then
it's not lasers
system. What's a chicken wing system?
First off, it's they're using the sun to amplify their messages. That's what they're figuring out here.
Okay.
I don't know what the chicken wing system is.
Oh my gosh.
But we did find out that the sun smelled bright as star in the Milky Way. Maybe you could smell that chicken wing system.
You guys,
people that are not reading the notes along are like, what the heck? Oh my gosh, that's so funny. All right. I don't even know how to explain what the heck that's all about.
I think it's something to do with like the solar system, but
they're trying to get their message to the aliens. That's what it is about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that does happen in the TV show too.
Okay. Okay. So then we got Wang and Long. Maybe there are two different people.
Oh, I forgot who does he. Because that did get confusing for me. It's Yang. Yang.
Yang and who?
Yang and Yi are the ones who get married. And then Wang is who we are mainly following.
Okay. Okay. So they got married. And time passes. And they get a message from like 8 years ago. And they show them the message. And it says, do not respond 3 times. And explained if they do, they will know how to pinpoint this planet. And they will come and conquer it. So do not respond. Do not respond. Do not respond. And all that... What was her name? Yi?
Yi.
Mm-hmm. Could think about was responding. And eventually it says, come and I'll help you conquer this planet. They're treating it horribly. Come do it. And after she sent it, a doctor came in and told her she's pregnant.
Yeek. So she never marries the dude from the thing, but it is the dad of her kid who died. And the rest of that does happen. But in the TV show, she had to call a scientist in California to figure out how to amplify the message to the aliens in the sun. And then Yi and the guy tried to take the finding of the amplification of the messages through the sun to the commissar. And he basically laughed at them and was like, no, that's not going to work. You're not going to do that. Don't even try it. And she's like, fuck it. I'm doing it myself.
So they're having a meeting about these aliens and all sorts of stuff. And all of a sudden the military comes in and quickly grab these 3 orbs. But turns out they're like nuclear bombs. And so the military is like, yeah, they are. But we don't know if the detonator works. But yes, they are nuclear. And so one of them throws the idea out to shoot one, because then it'll not do the nuclear blast, but it will explode. And to do that, this whole fight breaks out, and the woman holding like the bombs was the only one casualty from the explosions and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the irrationalists or whatever they're called that want to live with aliens.
Yeah.
Crazy.
In the TV show, this is when they're trying to figure out how to save humanity. And they're like, what if we freeze people and send them so that they can be here when the aliens come, or to go stop the aliens? Something. I can't remember exactly what they're having this frozen person do. That's when Cancer Man steps in and he's like, hey, I'll do it because I'm about to die anyway. So use me. If this doesn't work, I'm dead already. Let's go.
Yes.
And then on top of that, they're also starting to freeze monkeys to see if they can even freeze humans.
Yeah. Then the monkey threw up all the bananas.
Yeah.
All right. So he's being interrogated and she admits to 2 murders she has done back in 74. She killed someone and her husband, and describes how this person also got like a reply from the aliens, and she needed it, or she needed to off them, but her husband got in the mix, so she had to off him too. And she set this trap where they would have gone down to fix some wires, but then she would have snapped the cord and not come back up. But her husband's like, oh, I'll join you and help out down there. So then she snapped and they both fell and died.
That did not happen in the show.
Nope. So we're learning about this girl who's pregnant and is about to have a baby, and she thought she lost it. Well, she did. There was so much blood. And then they end up having another baby, life growing up.
This was Yi.
Okay.
This was Yi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
okay. So she lost the baby from her first husband, but then
had another baby.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
This did not happen in the show.
They're talking with a guy and kind of freaking out, and he really cares about these birds, and he's kind of freaking out. Like, they're endangered species and he wants to save them. No one cares. And eventually he goes up and he's like, hey, I need your help. And she tells him about the aliens and the purpose of the red coast and all this sort of stuff. And he's like, I don't know of any of this, how to help. Like, I want to save my birds.
Yeah. This happens. Like, I feel like this is second or third episode. So yeah. It happens pretty quick.
Yes, I agree. All right, so then we're with the world that's the Trisolaris, the aliens. And the movement has begun where they're going to come and infiltrate the solar system. And they have 400 years until they land. And Yi was designated as High Chief for this project.
I mean, that pretty much happens and never forthright says it, but that happened.
So we get details on the activists and someone else. It's like these religious things, religions going on against each other, but they do have the same goal by not getting ambushed by aliens. So they're kind of trying to sort of work together.
That doesn't happen.
Wang. Physicist were talking and about how like bugs are pointless creatures and like, we're like bugs to these aliens coming and how those they're just gonna kill us off. And then more science jargon.
This is the point in the book where I was like, oh, there's no mystery to this. This is literally just aliens coming to take over the world.
Yeah.
How sad. This does not happen in the movie show.
So the interrogating okay. So they're interrogating Yi about whatever the alien crap again. And then we get a story from Wang and how they're trying to stop the ship that someone thinks, or I think it was the bird guy that said, like, it's the command point on this, like, pro alien people. And Long created this knife that was like as thin as a hair. And there was this.
No.
Sorry.
It's not Long.
Wang.
It's Wing, yeah.
Yeah. As long as not.
And it's not, the bird guy is not the command point.
No, was he the one talking about it, though?
No. Mm. No, there's a completely different character who is the one on the ship.
So Wang created this knife. As thin as a hair. And so they have all these countries meeting and this like erratic police officer no one really likes, but he comes up with this plan to spread the knife across the canal so the ship would go right through it and get chopped up. And that's what happened. And back to the interrogation with Yi, and said that they found 27 gigabytes of data from the Trisolaris people. And she said that's impossible because they don't have that good of technology yet down here. For the interrogator said, yeah, we thought so too, but here it is.
So in this show, there's this dude who basically feels like he gets to be the one that talks to the aliens. So the aliens just like, they have long conversations and they talk and they talk and they talk. And the aliens find out that humans lie. Mm-hmm. And it was like, the guy didn't flat out lie to them. He just lied. Well, let me spit everywhere. He just lied by omission. Uh-huh. And that pissed the aliens off. They were like, oh, you don't trust us. You just lied to us. That's not okay. So then she stops talking to him because she's like, I am not going to be your friend. You cannot use me.
Yeah.
And then the girl who first started seeing the countdown, she's the one who created the thin as hair knife. Mm-hmm. And the rest of that does happen.
So we're with the Trisolaran people now. And there's this one alien guy that's like, life is not meant to be. It's nothing, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, woe is me. And so he got word from Earth and then he fell in love with the planet and he decided to send to them a warning because he knew that if they were coming, they were going to destroy it. And Earth is such a beautiful planet. But the princess alien comes in and is like,
You know what? You deserve worse than death. So you're going to stay alive until we can see your precious planet just destroyed in front of you.
That does not happen.
She then has a council with all the other, like, aliens and let them know that Earth has responded and she knows right where they are. And they're just that first star far away from there. And they currently have a fleet of ships on their way, but they're nervous because Earth has accelerated their learning faster than any place they know.
This does not happen.
They are talking about all sorts
of... Oh, wait. I mean, we get it from the human side. We never get it from the alien side. So we know that they have a fleet of ships coming straight for Earth, but not the rest of that.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about all this sorts of sciencey stuff on Trisolaris right now, and Earth got flashes in the eyes, like saying you're bugs. Like they're like words in their eyes was said, you're bugs.
Yep, yep, that doesn't happen.
Instead, it's on all like billboards all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just trying to figure out what to do with all this alien information, and the aliens are flabbergasted that these people don't realize that they're less than equal to bugs. And that's pretty much the whole book.
Yeah, whereas the TV show, it ends with Yi commits suicide at the spot where she first contacted the aliens. Basically, a bunch of people are just dying now. Like, one of the friends that we've been following, he was hooking up with this girl, didn't know her name, was sitting there arguing with her while trying to get her Uber to go home. And then she gets killed randomly. And then Augie is the main girl who first saw the countdown in her eyes and created the knife that's thin as hair. And she was so affected by how they used her knife that she now is in like a third world country using her science to help them better their situation there. And cancer friend, his basically he's getting shot out in a rocket and he's supposed to stay on this path. And so far it's doing good. And then it goes off just a little bit. Now he's floating in space forever. And the show ends with the main cop dude who has been trying to stop all of this from the start. He ends up sitting down to talk to the aliens because he's like, hey, we got to talk. And that's it.
That's it. Oh, my gosh. All right, y'all. Well, you might want to hop on IMDb and tell me who's important because I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we should probably start with Augie.
Okay. Eliza Gonzalez played Augie.
She was good. She was like basically kind of one of the more main ones of Wang's character.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, and Jin Chang.
Played Jess.
Just put
Hong.
No, Jess.
Oh, Jess Hong.
Hong. Yeah, there we go. I misnamed one of the characters. I kept calling her Vera, but really I meant Jin. My bad. She was good.
Okay. You mean in your videos?
Yeah. No. No, in this episode.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Whoops. How about...
Good boy.
Liam Cunningham played Thomas Wade. I don't know who he was supposed to be, but... I kept thinking that Liam Neeson was in the show and I would always look up and I'd be like, oh, it's that same dang guy.
That's amazing. He plays one of the cops.
Yeah.
He's the one at the end who ends up talking to the aliens after he's been fighting them this whole time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We should say that John Bradley played Jack Rooney just because I love him. He's from Game of Thrones, so.
Oh, yeah. I like him a lot.
I was sad when he got killed in the show.
I like Benedict and then Wong played Dashi.
Yeah, he was like the main cop.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, I loved him. He was really good. And Rosalind Chow played Yi. Uh-huh. She was good. She was a good old lady that you wouldn't suspect of being a bitch.
Yes. So 134 people were in this show.
Oh, that's actually quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie, that's it.
Yep.
Is the theme of the book and movie the same?
Yeah.
Yep. Aliens. Do the characters stay true to how they're written? No.
No, because there are no characters. I mean, yeah, sure. But the rest of them are basically made up in the show.
Which do you prefer?
I prefer the TV show. Still. Yeah, good luck. If you didn't like either of them, good luck.
Ugh. I would say like TV shows faster, but it's like barely.
It's really
faster.
Not. Oh, yeah?
I heard him.
He's like, what have you been doing this whole time?
Yeah, I guess I'll go TV show still.
I feel like
I understood it more, maybe. Maybe.
Would you recommend it to a friend, Allie? Oh,
God, no. I think I've already recommended it to people. I think this is one of my least favorite ones we've ever done.
Wow. I know. Wow. I would recommend the TV show, but I wouldn't recommend the book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there we go. We did it. Amazing. We now have a sneak peek for y'all.
Yes.
Check out our website. That's offscript250.wixsite.com/offscript.
What? You can, I almost said compare books there.
You can if you want to. You I don't think it would help you.
You can rate, subscribe, review, all the fun.
Leave us a nice 5-star review. Mm-hmm. God, Loki has been doing so good all night, and this is when he's like,
"That's okay." He's saying goodbye.
Yeah,
you can. Let us know if you read the book and what you thought about it. And
yeah, did we forget anything?
I bet we did.
For sure on this one, 100%.
So yeah, let us know.
Mm-hmm. That's what we want from this podcast for sure.
Yep.
Wednesday, we might have a minisode for you.
You sure might.
It depends on how recording has been going for us.
Yes. Let's see how that goes.
Good luck, us.
And then there we go.
Monday.
There you go.
We've got Whitebird coming for you.
Yes.
Cool. And with that, the three body problem went off script.
Wow.
Oh, wait, that was you. My bad. I just wanted to do it all, Allie.
I see how it is. Oh, my gosh.
Well, bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.